From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he would not be happy if North Korea conducts another nuclear test. During an appearance Sunday on CBS Television's Face the Nation public affairs show, the president said neither he nor Chinese President Xi Jinping would be happy if North Korean leader Kim Jong-un carried out a sixth nuclear test. But the president would not say whether China, North Korea's closest ally, was using the crisis to test him.
You can never be sure of anything, can you? But I developed a very good relationship. I don't think they want to see a destabilized North Korea. I don't think they want to see it. They certainly don't want to see nuclear from their neighbor. And they haven't liked it for a long time. But we'll have to see what happens. The relationship I have with China, it's been already acclaimed as being something very special, something very different than we've ever had.
North Korea, which is trying to develop a long-range missile capable of hitting the U.S. mainland 9,000 kilometers away, conducted a new missile test Saturday, but South Korea said it failed. The White House Sunday defended President Trump's invitation to his Philippine counterpart to visit Washington, saying the need to fortify an Asian alliance against North Korea's growing military threat outweighed concerns about President Rodrigo Duterte's deadly domestic crackdown on drug trafficking.
I'm not so sure it's a matter of honoring this president or any of the facts that you've laid out there. It's really a matter of a potential for nuclear and massive destruction in Asia and the potential, at least according to North Korea, of developing an ICBM that could, at some point down the line, if we do nothing, potentially reach the United States.
That's White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus. This is VOA News. U.S. congressional negotiators came to an agreement late Sunday on a $1 trillion spending package that would fund the federal government through September. The deal includes pieces that appeal to both Republicans and Democrats, and if passed by the Senate and House of Representatives, would represent the first major bipartisan legislation under President Trump. Congressional aides said there will be a $1.5 billion for border security, but that money is smart for purposes other than the wall that Mr. Trump has championed for the U.S.-Mexico border. The president did, however, win as much as $15 billion in his push to boost military spending. Monday is May Day, known worldwide as the day when workers and activists march in the streets and gather in city centers to honor laborers across the globe. The holiday is also known as International Workers' Day and Labor Day. In the U.S., May Day's rallying point has shifted from workers to immigrants. Tens of thousands of people are expected to mark the day from New York to Los Angeles to protest against President Trump's focus on boosting deportations. Organizations have called for immigrant strikes in some cities to show Americans what a day without immigrants would look like. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says U.S. support for Kurdish militia operating in northern Syria must come to an end.
Ne yazık ki bu konvoylarda her iki ülke bayraklarının, ülke de demeyeceğim, YPG gibi bir terör.
Mr. Erdogan said he is seriously saddened by the presence of U.S. and Kurdish flags in convoys. He promised to raise the matter in his meeting May 16th with President Trump. French forces said Sunday they killed more than 20 militants in Mali at a border with Burkina Faso. French military officials and witnesses say the attack came from the air and on the ground in a forest in the region. Mali has extended a state of emergency for another 6 months as it tries to hold off an Al-Qaeda-linked insurgency in the north and extremists launching attacks from Burkina Faso in the south. At least 14 people have died as tornadoes and storms swept through the southern U.S. states of Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, and Mississippi. East Texas was hit the worst, with a series of tornadoes there killing at least four people and leaving a trail of what officials have called extensive damage. And in some states, they even say people are missing, including children. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.